And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. 165 North Grove Street would love to take this opportunity to invite you out to our services. This week is Mother's Day, and we'll be honoring the ladies of our church. We say this, how many of you are here? If you're here, you had a mother. And so we are thankful not just for the mothers, but for those who will be mothers, those who are spiritual mothers. We celebrate the ladies in our life. So let me, I take the special events that happen on the calendar, and I do try and minister to, you know, that theme on those certain occasions. And several years ago, I was ministering to the ladies, and I was specifically mentioning David's daughter. David's daughter was targeted by his son, and he wanted to marry his half sister. It was Absalom's sister. And it said that she wore a special colorful garment that was indicative of daughters of the king. And Amnon had lustful thoughts towards her, and she didn't comply with his wishes, and so he sexually assaulted her, he raped her, then he was mad at her, and so then he had her violently removed from his presence. And the daughter tore her clothes, tore the robes that were indicative of the daughters of the king because of the trauma that had been inflicted upon her in an ungodly way. And what I wanted to communicate that day to the ladies was that, you know, bad things happen. Ungodly people do ungodly things. And we shouldn't be surprised when sinners act like sinners. And if we have conducted ourselves in the way that we should conduct ourselves, then the bad things that happen to us, we can't let those things deprive us of our identity. And so even though Amnon had behaved in an ungodly manner and should have been and did die for his actions, Tamar never got over it. And so what I did that day, and again, we're not a huge church, so we went out and I bought some gift cards, and they weren't super expensive gift cards, but I presented them to the ladies that day, and I said this: I want you with this gift card to go out and buy an outfit that every time you wear it, it reminds you that you're a daughter of the King. You're a daughter of the Most High God. That the traumatic things that happen to us in life do not change the reality of whose we are and who we are. So when I talk about Mother's Day, I really do want to honor, and so I want to thank those ladies. So let me just say this. My wife and I went in April. We went on a trip to see our grandson in a Bible quiz tournament. And I introduced my wife to someone that I've known for years. They went to the same Bible college I did much later than I did. Now they're her and her husband, pastor in church. And that lady said something as I was introducing her, and she said, "Oh, you're the one who works to support his ministry habit." And that is a very, very good description of who my wife is. My wife has lived in places that I wish she had never had to live in, and has worked hard, worked for the glory of God. And even though people hear my voice and hear me talk about her and about other things, they may not realize how much of what I do is only made possible because of who my wife is. And so I honor her today. I am so thankful. I talked about being thankful for people yesterday, and making mention of them always, never stopping to give thanks. And so I want to honor my wife today. I honor my daughters today. There's a lot of ladies at the church that if you just saw them, you might not realize the various giftings and unique blessings of their personality that their families experience. But I can tell you, we are thankful for the ladies that God has blessed us with at Merit Assembly of God. So let me see if I can put my glasses back on here. So verse number 15, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer." So we are talking about, if you're making a list, these are things that you can pray for other people about. And it says, "making mention of you in my prayers." Making mention of you in my prayers. So it is, Paul was writing to the church of Ephesus, and he was telling them not only to be thankful for the individuals that God had strategically placed in their path for this life, but that he should make mention of them. And I've got something written down here in my notes, because it's a scriptural reality, and that is this: by name. By name. Now, I am really good at remembering faces in relationship to some of the other things that I should remember and I'm not as good at. So when I was selling shoes, I used to be able to remember every size of shoe that we had available in the stockroom, every size and every model, every color. And so some people took that gift that I had, that familiarity with my inventory, as a sign of laziness. So they said, do you have this shoe that's on sale 90% off? Do you have this in the most common size that there is? And I said, I don't have it. I can tell you, these are the sizes that I have in that. And it was like three sizes, and they were very unusual sizes. That's why they were still there. And so they went and complained to my supervisor. They said, he won't even go back and look. And my supervisor came down and said, look, I know that you know your inventory like the back of your hand. Come back into the stock room, you know, take a moment, catch your breath, and then let them know, okay, I've got that size in this shoe or that shoe or whatever, and, you know, but just don't stand out there. And so I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. But I knew my inventory. I know faces. Now, with the people of the church, I try and get as familiar with their families, and anytime they have family that comes to visit. And so I try and remember the stories, but every once in a while, I create a reality of merging different families and different challenges or different family members. If there's lots of siblings, sometimes I get those paths crossed. God never does. Today, as we are praying, I want to remind you of this reality so that you can make it a reality in your prayer time. Paul said, I pray for you. God knows you by name. He is familiar with everything about you. He knows your beginning. He knows your background. He knows your challenges, your strengths, your tendencies, your weaknesses. He knows your needs before you even ask. He knows you. Nathaniel, oh, I saw you while you were under the tree before you ever got invited to come and meet me. And the statement that he made before that was, behold an Israelite in whom is no guile. A commentary that I read one time said, behold an Israelite, which means a prince of God. It's not just the name of a country. The word itself literally means a prince of God, in whom there is no guile. And the commentator said this. He said, behold an Israelite in whom there is no Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, changed from a slanderer to a person who was known as a prince of God, a powerful member of the royal family of God. And it blew Nathaniel away. And he said, oh, don't worry. You're going to see greater things than this. If you think that is all I know, wait till you see what is coming in the days ahead. Nathaniel, did you know that in the book of Revelation, it talks about that God has a name, a new name, that is reserved for us as individuals, a name that will be known by him, and a name that will be known by you. So, back in 1996, I got invited. I had literally, my shoe store had just closed. We had lost the lease, and they decided to close that particular store. It was before I got invited to help my friend with a staffing shortage in his shoe store. And I got invited to go to a Promise Keepers Pastors Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. 40,000 pastors. It was the week of Valentine's Day, to the point that when they put it together, nobody really gave any thought to, hey, we're asking for these pastors to gather for this three-day conference. And by the way, we're trying to make more godly homes in the parsonage, and realizing we've just taken them away from their families for Valentine's Day. The first thing they did at that conference was pass out cards for everybody to fill out, and then Promise Keepers paid for the postage to get those cards back to our families. What was interesting about that conference was that at some point in time in the conference, 40,000 pastors, some staff person who refers to their supervisor by his title, and that was this, hey, pastor. And when they said that, there were 40,000 people who turned their head. And everybody got a chuckle out of it, because we are so used to responding to the designation of what we do. But my identity in Christ is not just about my function. It's not just that I'm on the radio. God knows me, and God knows you. He knows our beginning and our end. He knows every step in between. He knows the steps he's laid out for us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He knows what we are facing, and he says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God knows us personally. So he's walking through this town, and somebody says, hey, Jesus is on his way. And Zacchaeus, who was notoriously known, that's worse than known. Notoriously known means that when people saw him coming, they started talking and it wasn't good. And Zacchaeus says, I want to see Jesus. Well, Zacchaeus was vertically challenged. He was not very tall. And so whenever there's a crowd and there's people lining up, multiple rows of people deep, Zacchaeus is not going to see anything except for the back of the person who's in front of him. And so he said, I need a creative solution. And so he finds this tree and he climbs up into the tree so that he can see Jesus when Jesus walks by. And when Jesus gets to where the tree is, he stops and he looks up and he says, not what are you doing up in that tree? He says, Zacchaeus, come down. I need to eat at your house today. Jesus shows up at a well in John chapter 4 at a time of day when no one should have been coming to the well, except for that is exactly the time that a woman showed up, and he told her all about her life. Now, there's a couple of things that I would like to share with you about God's knowledge versus God's word. God knows us individually by name, but there are many times in the Bible where God notes the action of faith that the person took, sometimes commends their faith, but he never mentions their name for it to be recorded in history. I want you to know that God knows their name. Just because civilization doesn't know their name, just because they're not talked about, you know, specifically by their moniker throughout all of history, God knows their name. When Jacob was wrestling with God right before he met Esau, who had a desire the last time they had a conversation, I want to kill Jacob. And now Jacob's on his way and he's having this wrestling match with the angel. And he says, "Tell me your name." And I can tell you that, why do you want to know my name? I will tell you, there's a lot of power in knowing someone's name. Don't forget the name of God. But I want to talk to you today that people may not know your name. You may be one of the unrecognized members of the masses that tends to fly underneath the radar of society. God's praying for you. Jesus intercedes for the saints. During resurrection season, I worked on this project of trying to put as many of the truths of the gospel accounts of the crucifixion and the resurrection together as I could. And as I went through that, all four gospels, I focused once again on Jesus saying, "Tell the disciples and Peter. Make sure you tell Peter." And then when Thomas was not there when Jesus first appeared to the disciples, and then he shows up and Thomas is there, Jesus knows what Thomas was going through, and he says, "Thomas, here, you want to feel the hole in my side, you want to feel the nail prints in my hands, go ahead. I want to resolve your doubts. I know what your doubts are." There's a statement that Jesus makes makes in the Gospels that says Jesus would not entrust himself to the masses because he knew what was in their hearts. He knows the thoughts we think, and he knows the intents that we have. If Jesus is praying for you by name, and the Holy Spirit is praying for you by name, I pray that you've got people in your life that are praying for you by name. One of the most humbling realities that I deal with is when people tell me, "I pray for you every day." That's, first of all, that's a sign of maturity on their part. It's very humbling. But it's also encouraging, and it emboldens you when you know that there are people praying for you. When Peter was in prison after James had been killed by Herod, the church gathered and prayed for Peter by name. So, if we want to reap a harvest, we need to sow the seeds. So I want to close today's broadcast, our conversation we're having together, and ask you to make a list of people that you can pray for by name. You know, we've talked about giving thanks for people. Now I'm saying we need to follow up giving thanks by making sure that we pray for them. Pray that they would know Jesus, that they would continue to grow in their knowledge of Jesus, continue to mature in their walk with Jesus. Pray for their healing. Pray for open doors of ministry. Pray for boldness. Pray that they would be surrounded with godly influences in their life. Let's not have people stumble in the faith because the church failed in its mission to continue to pray for one another. What'd Jesus say to Peter? Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail. That's a great prayer that we can pray for one another. For those of you who pray for me, I thank you. Pray that my voice holds up. Pray that my prayer time continues to be vibrant and that God continues to share wonderful things with me that I can pass them on to others. Pray my faith will not fail, even in, you know, contemporary times where challenges abound. Pray that the blessings of heaven, the provisions of heaven would continue to pour in. And if you would like us to pray for you, you can reach out to us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. meritassembly@hotmail.com. Send us a message. Say, this is my name. Would you pray for me? Would you pray for my family members? And we will make sure that we pray for you. If you visit Merit Assembly of God, we pass out visitors cards. It's not so that we can bombard you with 10 million pieces of mail. It is distinctly so that I can remember your name, because I remember a name better after I've seen it than if I just hear it. And so with that being said, then I pray for you. I pray that God will lead you, guide you. I pray that he will strategically place you in the body of Christ so that you can continue to thrive in your life and service to the glory of God. Father, I pray for the ladies that listen to this program right now, the ladies that are a blessing in my life. Lord, I pray that they would be honored, that they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit, that they would love the Word of God and love the people of God. We honor and bless the ladies in our life and the spiritual mothers in Jesus' name. See you next week here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the